We try to play with great pace. We try to play with great pace. Ran a lot of pick and roll, pick and pop type actions. Oh, you'll see us play. Some people look at the guy next to him and say, what the hell was that shot? Hell, I could have been Gronk before Gronk was Gronk.
Welcome back to another edition of Coronations of Bangarangs and Daggers. I am your host, Patrick Gearhart, and with me in another county is Nate McHugh. Nate, we have Nebraska ball news to talk about.
Thank goodness. I am very happy that at the very last minute, the Nebraska Athletic Department announced that there would be a live stream of the basketball game. So I thought maybe someone will get to watch it at least, because I was on the road back from Okoboji, and I'm even more thankful that I was actually able to watch it after the fact. So
to back up a little bit, for those listeners who aren't up to date on what's going on, Nebraska played in Italy today. They played a team called Stella Azzurra. They won 87-56. So it was not originally supposed to be live streamed, but it ended up being, and Nate, you got to see it.
Oh yeah. And it was great basketball. Two fine tuned teams who have obviously spent a lot of time together, and, they look like they're ready to win, an NIT game, one or two. So no,
really, according to Twitter, it was the exact opposite.
It was kind of rough. It was a little bit. It was, people said, okay, I thought, people said, oh, it looks like they've never played together. Well, that's true. I also thought they just looked rusty as a basketball team. And, I think the whole getting on a plane and was it 6 or 8 hour time difference, I think has a big, when you see someone miss a layup, like really early in the game, and you know they would normally make it, that's usually just rust. I don't think it's nerves, because, it looks like they're playing like a high school academy type of deal. So I don't know what you're going to get from it, but I watched it, and at least, since you and I got banned from practice, not banned, but, we didn't get to go to practice, so it was kind of fun to watch, a little bit.
So what, it was live streamed. What was the service it was on? Do you remember?
Well, if you give me a second. No, it was free. All I had to do was sign up, and then I could play it. It's called Play Site, one word, PLAY.
So anybody... So they've got some future games coming up, which we'll hit in a minute, but we can go to this site to watch them hopefully from here on out, correct?
I hope so. I think that'd be great.
And just to give you a quick rundown, there wasn't a whole lot of stats. There weren't really any stats outside of scoring done. Gervais Green led Nebraska with 15 points. Kevin Cross, the one of the few guys who we can actually, correctly pronounce his name, scored 13. Deshaun Burke had 11, and everybody, all 12 guys who suited up, scored, which is huge. So everybody touched the ball, and everybody got to text their parents afterwards saying that they got a score on the team. So a few guys did not make the trip to Italy. Mac and Arop. Mac, because of an undisclosed illness that he had. I think he's been in the hospital for a few days. And Arop, because he had some paperwork issues, I guess, in terms of traveling to Italy. So I'd be interested to find out what happened there. And then, the French guy. Drago, as you like to call him.
Yep, Drago.
He's playing with France for the FIBA Under-18 European Championship. There you go.
Yeah, his team went 6-1.
He was busy in France playing, so that's huge. That's huge. And also, one guy, Walker, who transferred from Tennessee this past year, he is with the team in Italy, but he's got some injuries that are bugging him, so he didn't play either. But outside of that, everybody played well. As you said, it was rough to watch. Hopefully they can, over these next few days, not just get to see some sights, not just get to eat a lot of pasta, and other Italian dishes. Hopefully not drink a whole lot of wine, if anything. Hopefully they're keeping that away from them. But, you know, they have three more games. The next one is Wednesday, August 6th. They're going to play BC, I guess that means basketball club, and that's a team from Lithuania. That's 1 p.m. this Wednesday. Followed by this Thursday, August 7th, they will play Salute BC again, one more time, at 11 a.m. Central Time in Italy. And then they've got a few days off in between, and they play their final game on Monday, August 12th. They play Italian Select at noon Central Standard Time. And hopefully this service that they used for this past game will also be of use for us all to watch, because there's only so much we're getting out of the media. And there's, like I stated, there was no real stats for this past game, so we have no idea what shooting percentage, where on the court, defense, all that stuff. Unless somebody has it, they're going to let it out later. But, you know, it would be nice to at least – I want to at least watch one game. You know, I had a couple meetings today. I couldn't watch anything. But I think they announced, what, half hour before tip-off that this was actually going to be streamed when they originally said that had fallen through. Correct, Nate?
Yeah, it was right before the game. Even some of the media members like, oh, well, looks like we're going to get, was it, you know, they were taken off, you know, off guard a little bit too. And they kept on knowing the score. And I'm not entirely sure, you know, I never saw a scoreboard, and maybe there was a different feed. But maybe they had, maybe the Omaha World Herald had somebody there. Do you think they sent someone to Italy?
I don't think so, considering they've been cutting people left and right.
You'd think so, yeah.
Maybe somebody snuck on the team charter flight there. I don't think the Journal Star would have sent somebody either.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know, my guess is that probably Seamus or whoever, you know, with him, the SID for Nebraska, probably was sending them information as he was getting it, hopefully, or had somebody, you know, dishing them information as time went on. So it was lucky for all of us that they ended up with a live stream.
Yeah, I think part of it might have been since I was driving home, we get some of the statements from the athletic department, and maybe that was part of it, because, you know, I saw the tweets, and then maybe those weren't in real time. So I don't know, but yeah, it was fun to watch. I mean, I'm glad we got to see it, so I appreciate that. There was no, I think. The original stream that they wanted was going to have, I think, a play-by-play guy or woman. And this, at least what I watched, didn't have anything. It was just a mic and a camera, and that was fine with me.
I was perfectly expecting, you know, a Periscope stream.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It really was.
You know, I remember, where did they go? Did they go to France a few years ago? They went somewhere and played with Miles, and I think it was like a Periscope stream, because I remember watching it for a while. And maybe I can't remember, but
yeah, I did. I missed that one.
Somebody's gonna. I mean, we were gonna watch it one way or the other. So hopefully, luckily they had at least a semi-professional group, or I should say, semi-professional apparatus.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
But it's a start. This team's only been playing together for what, 10, 12 practices?
Yes.
They got a ways to go. But it sounded like they were shooting a lot. They were scoring a lot, as we see from the one stats we have for the final score. And I guess they were creating a lot of turnovers, which is good to hear.
Yeah, I saw there's a lot of high pressure on, you know, mainly in like not the full court, but kind of the three-quarter court. And I don't know if that's a design or if it's just the guys thought, oh, by the way. You know, because sometimes you're like, oh, we could get up in these guys. And so they got up in them. We'll find out if that's – because if you don't have the size, which they don't, and they went right after Thor, the Italian team did, right at him. And like the – second or third possession, he was guarding the post player, and that's the beginning of the possession. There wasn't even a ball screen or anything. And they went right at him, and they scored. They either went away from that, or maybe the defense switched up. But we're going to give up size all year long. And so high pressure is going to be maybe the, you know, the attempt to be a solution at that, to get more possessions. So that, yeah, it was, you know, it was, I'd be interested to see if that's what happens.
Well, I mean, Hoiberg's offenses are known for being fast paced, up and down the court quick, and a lot of scoring. So, you know, you can overcome size by playing that way. And, you know, maybe playing against some of these larger European teams who, you know, also like international play, they like to spread the court out more. It's a lot more fundamentals. It's a lot less physical than the American game. So maybe, you know, maybe this will benefit the Husker team that way, because, you know, they could probably push themselves a little bit more and have more of an open court than they do in the United States to kind of get a better idea of kind of how to play and how to play together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you could tell, you know, obviously it's hard to, you just, you know, I wish we could, like, oh, hey, Coach Hoiberg, call him up and say, is this what you're trying to do? Or is, you know, or Coach Sadler, because, I mean, they're just letting it rain in the first beginning of the game. And to me, that looks like one or two things. That looks like a team that guys who think that their role is to score and shoot three. I mean, I'm talking about, like, dribble through your legs, step back three. And I'm like, I don't think that's what he wants. I think he wants ball movement to an open three-point shooter. So it's either that, or it's Hoiberg say, hey, guys, you all have the green light. And if that's true, that's going to drive me nuts. And
I wouldn't be surprised if it's the latter of those two.
Yeah. And that's just going to be something that Nebraska fans are going to have to get used to. I mean, I think it's even in our intro to the podcast. It's, you know, we're going to be shooting threes all over the place. And that's what it was. I started tallying how many three-pointers we took compared to two-pointers. And then, you know, life happens and my kids want baths and stuff like that. So I forgot, but so I had to stop doing it. But they just let it go. And as long as they're good shots, that's fine with me. But if it's a between the dribble contested three-pointer, that's not really my opinion. But, hey, it's whatever Hoiberg wants, you know, that's what hopefully he gets.
I think that's what Hoiberg is going to want to want. I think that's what he's going to push his team for.
It's going to be tough.
I really do.
I mean,
it's going to be the opposite. We're used to slow-paced, defensive-based teams that shoot when they feel like they have the best opportunity, and we're going to go to very little defense and running up the court like crazy and taking the first open you have, which might bode well for them this year, especially considering how raw this team's going to be.
Yeah. And if they can shoot at a high clip, then it's going to make up a lot of deficiencies on the other end, which is my main concern. There's the defensive rebounding, which you don't need to be big to be a good defensive rebounding team. And, you know, it's kind of like gang rebounding on the offense. If we hit threes, then guess what? It's going to work and we're going to be pretty good. And I think that's going to be, those are the two things. It's, you know, ability to defend in the post and rebound, and then shooting threes. Cause there was a possession where it was five out, and there was not a single Italian player in the middle of the lane. Like when the Italian player was on defense, or the Italian team was on defense. And that, I mean, that says a lot, because their lane, the paint, I think it's about 2 or 3 feet wider than normal that we're used to. And they still didn't have anyone in the lane. Yeah. And yeah, Kvass came for a ball screen and he just popped back and everyone was around the 3-point line. No one was inside the 3-point line. And that's NBA offense right there. And so, you know, that's what he's going to bring.
Yeah, no, I think one of the writers, I think the Journal Star or World Herald, one of the two, mentioned that basically this was Nebraska going up what he described as a rec league team. So, you know, it's kind of hard. It's still kind of hard to gauge against an opponent like this, even though they came out hard. I think, weren't they ahead like 5-1 on Nebraska at the beginning before Nebraska got their stuff together and moved forward?
Yeah, I think they were up. Like I said, I couldn't see a scoreboard. And so that,
yeah, it's tough to see. Yeah, and I think the media is probably still trying to put everything together for the most part. So
yeah, and you know, and all we can do is get what we can from this. Yeah, and if it's a, you know, if it's a rec league team, you know, it's, you know, then that they actually look pretty good. I mean, compared to Division One, you know, basketball players, a, you know, a team that we hope, you know, could be contending for an NCAA bid. I think that's, you know, I don't know if that's our expectation yet or not, but yeah. So yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to gauge what or get anything out of it. It's almost like watching a spring game in football. And
yeah,
like, yeah, then you have, yeah, then you have your all-star, someone who comes out of nowhere, what do they call it, the spring game MVP or whatever, spring game all-star, and then you don't hear from him again. So it could have been like that, but guess what? That's all we got. And I thank goodness we have that.
And luckily, we have three more games. We have three more games, like I said earlier, this Wednesday, August 6th. Hopefully, this podcast is published by then. They will play at 1 p.m. They play again Thursday, August 7th at 11 a.m. And then they play their final game August 12th, 12 p.m., all Central time. So it's all during the day, so we can watch it if we don't have jobs. Or if we do have jobs, we can get away with watching it. A lot of bathroom breaks, right? Take your phone in, something like that. So like, no.
Hey, it's like, boss, my stomach hurts. I just, you know, just so you know.
And then he gets concerned to just send you home. So you just, you know, sit at home staring at your phone for 2 hours. So anyway, no, that was good. This is the first major Nebraska ball news that we've been waiting on for quite some time. It's August, so they're in Italy, and we're going to pay as much attention as we can to what comes out of this. So
I was interested to see that the starting five was, and then they had their numbers. I had to look up the numbers because I wasn't sure.
It's going to take us a while. It's going to take a while.
DeShawn Burke, these are the starters. DeShawn Burke wore number 11. He is a transfer from Robert Morris.
He came in under Miles.
Yes.
He sat out last year.
Yes. That's right, yeah. Hanif Cheatham, he's the transfer from Marquette. He was also at Florida Gulf Coast. He wears number 22. Gervais Green wears number 23. He's from the Western Nebraska Community College. Thor, number 34, started. Who knows what that means?
It means he has height and somewhat of a wingspan.
Yes. And then Matei Kavas, you know, from Seattle University, the three-point shooter, number 25. That's somewhat interesting, and it really doesn't mean anything. You know?
No, they could switch it up for the next game.
Yeah, it could be a whole other set of five.
Yeah. But I think, you know what, it wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of a setup like this. You know, give or take one or two, you know, maybe add two or three players. It's not a bad setup considering we're still trying to figure out what's going on.
No, and the players are too. Like Gervais Green got taken out of the game early. He was supposed to stump a player. I think they called a foul on the defender, and Hoiberg was already taking him out, and Gervais Green showed his displeasure about being taken out. And Hoiberg, you know, from what I could tell, he called him out on it, saying, "You don't do that," probably. And that is an early sign of, you know, not sign, I should say, it's just an indication that some we already know, which is it's a coaching staff with coach, you know, with players, and they're trying to figure each other out. But I thought that was interesting to see, for whatever reason, maybe other people don't. Something else I thought was kind of funny was that there was kind of a dive for a loose ball. Hoiberg was actually the one who was cleaning the sweat off with his with a towel, and the official still inbound the ball as Hoiberg was cleaning the sweat off the floor. So I thought that was kind of funny. That kind of gives you
when in Rome.
Yeah. So there you go. Very good. That's good.
I thought it was stupid and cheesy, but thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
I'm trying to think of anything else that'd be interesting. Oh, so this kid comes in the game. Let's see. I write his number down. I think he's number one. Anyways, I'm like, oh, who's this kid? He looks like he doesn't belong. And this is the first look. And it's Delano Banton. The guy that, you know, some people talk about, he might not be here because he might go to the NBA. He looks super awkward. But then I'm like, oh, right. He's 6'8", and he's a point guard. And it took a little bit, but, yeah, I could see why people think he's going to be pretty good. So he kind of has a man bun, and I didn't know that. So that was kind of – that threw me off a little bit. I'll have to fight my my prejudice against man buns, I guess. Unless you got a man bun. I don't think you do.
No, even in my long hair heyday, which only ended like 6 months ago, I did not do a man bun. I put it up in a ponytail, but I never bunned it out.
Well, you know, my hair has never gotten close because my hair puffs up. I try to grow it out and it puffs up almost like a fro-ish.
Mine is too. Yeah, you have thick hair problem like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called product.
Well, no, get you some product, man.
Dude, start growing your hair out. We'll get you some good product. We'll get that mane under control, and we'll get you close to a man bun. Put it in there.
Oh, my wife will be not happy, but it would be funny. So
you'll enjoy it. So anyway, I think that's about all we can do on, you know, we've probably squeezed all the juice out of that little turnip that was given to us by Nebraska ball. And, you know, it's still summer, so we'll still keep doing our top five. And today's top five was brought to us by Nate McHugh. And it is our top five last meals. Nothing too different like last week's Die Hard rules, but Nate, you're going to do a top five, like 5-1, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a 5-1, but mine's going to be out of order. Is that okay? I don't think that's going to screw up anybody editing this, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it is a professional this time, so.
We do have a professional, but he'll be good. He's good.
Yes.
This will probably be our best edited. Oh, no, I know for a fact this will be our best edited podcast. So, anyway, without further ado, Nate, why don't you give us your number five?
Okay. And so this is like a death row meal, right? Is
that death row, just entree. We're not going to go in depth.
Yeah. My number five is a steak burrito from Chipotle, and I have to have, because we're not going to talk about sides, but I want it could be a little small bottle of sriracha. It's got to go. I need that. My wife thinks I eat Chipotle way too much, which is probably true. And, but that'd be not my number five. Oh, I love Chipotle so much. Good thing I don't live in Omaha or Lincoln, because then I would, no, that get even worse. I'd probably eat it 5 times a week, but that's my number five.
Nice. Isn't Erin Sorensen? Isn't she like sponsored by Chipotle? I think she's an editor, new media content, something like. She's got some big, awesome title.
I think she still writes too. But yeah, I think she's like the social media editor. Yeah, I mean she's. I mean, if you want, she's verified. I mean, she's a pretty big deal.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's like sponsored by Chipotle, I think.
Yeah. Well, at one point, Chipotle had her on their main Twitter account saying something like she was their number one fan or something like that. And so I think that might be her like profile picture, but not the profile picture, but like whatever the background.
Is there sponsorship by Chipotle of whatnot? So no, yeah. If you don't follow her, do. She's a good writer too. So okay, so that's your number five. My number three, last meal.
Okay, one second. This is gonna drive me nuts. Go ahead. Sorry. Number three.
My number three is Bojo's Pizza, it's a Colorado-based pizza chain.
Oh jeez.
I went to school in Colorado, not at the University of Colorado, University of Northern Colorado, but it's one of my favorite. It is my favorite pizza. It's great. Get the mountain pie, get everything on there. You gotta have wheat crust, and the best part about the wheat crust is that at the end, when you're done eating the pizza and the crust is there, they have honey on the tables for you to drizzle on it, and it's so good, dude. It's the best pizza. It's my favorite. So yeah, number three. Bojo's Pizza.
Okay, speaking of honey, this is a gift I'm going to give to our listeners. I heard this on a podcast 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't remember. It was Brian Callen who actually said it, but I don't remember which podcast he was on. This is what he said. If you feel a cold coming on, like you get the sniffles, your throat starts hurting, this is what he does. He gets warm water, or like hot water, puts salt in it, you know, mixes it up, gargles it, you know, probably the whole glass, you spit it out, you know, and then you get a glass of hot water again, put, I don't know, a tablespoon or so of honey, and then lemon juice, mix it up. It kind of tastes a little bit like lemonade, and you drink it. Okay. Ever since I started doing that, I think I've had one cold in 4 years, and I would usually get two or three a year. You know, I'm talking about when the weather changes. Every time now I feel it coming on, I said, this is what I do, and it works. So
cool story, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you know, let us know, you know, if it works, it works for me. And
cold
maybe
season's right around the corner.
You know, maybe it's a placebo effect. I'll take it. That's okay.
It works. So you're number four.
Yeah. Amigos. Okay. This is, I have a beef with Amigos. They have taken all of my favorite foods away. Like for the past like 15 years, they used to have, the most recent one was their Southwest chicken quesadilla. It was so good. And I even contacted them and said, hey, you guys need to bring it back. And they said, oh, but we have our Southwest chicken quesadilla burrito. Like, no, that's not the same thing. It's not even close. And taquitos are what they used to have when I was in college. They have, you know, these beef burrito, fried burrito things, whatever they're called. Not the same thing.
So are all of these your number four?
No, I would like them to be, but I figure we'd just stick with one. My only number four is the Amigos Southwest chicken quesadilla.
Nice. I don't think I've ever had it.
Well, you can't. So, because they got rid of it. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. My number five is raw oysters. Just raw oysters. Nothing in particular. It doesn't need to be from a certain region. Just give me a little Tabasco, some horseradish, ton of raw oysters. I'll be happy.
Okay. Do you chew oysters or do you just let them go down your throat?
I chew.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. I know some people put them down their throat, but I mean, I don't know. I like the taste of oysters. I like crunching the salt, you know, or the sand that a lot of times in, you know, mixed in there from, you know, the ocean. I chew them. Yeah.
I'm trying to think where I was the last time I was at an oyster bar, but it was like right in the ocean. And I'm like, you know, I should really try those. I never have, and I'm like, this would be the time to do it.
Go to Shucks in Omaha. They do a good job.
Okay. Well, okay. My number three is just a plate of fettuccine Alfredo with fresh pasta. My wife makes fresh pasta now because she learned how. And
ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a lot of failing. Yeah, it's failing, and then it's learning, and she does a pretty good job with that, but a big plate of fettuccine Alfredo has to be, and is not out of a can or out of a you know, a glass container, because that stuff's awful. But just the cheese, the butter and cream, if you want to do that, and just do it homemade, it's so much better. But that's my number three.
Nice. Very nice. My number two is just a simple gyro. And yes, I pronounce it gyro. Maybe side of hummus with it, but you know, just simple gyro, simple Greek gyro.
Is that how you're supposed to pronounce it?
I've heard gyro, 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 gyro.
I think gyro is how, that's my understanding, but
that's, yeah, I always try to pronounce it that way. I think, you know, King Kong gyro.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? There's a commercial. I think the owner like tries to correct people throughout it, and I think he pronounces it.
Oh, yes.
And I don't think he pronounces it gyro, but I could be wrong. It could just I don't know.
It's gyro or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's I can't remember, but yeah. We should YouTube it later. I'll find it and throw it up on the Coronation article that is attached to this podcast.
We're like, why are you attaching the commercial to a? Never mind.
You have to listen to the podcast to understand it.
I know it's.
Or do what I did last week and throw the Bartles and James one on there to thank everybody and just have no relationship to it.
I saw that. Arby's makes it actually a decent gyro, and then.
Nice.
Yeah. Like Alibaba's downtown Lincoln. And
Alibaba's is a good one, yes.
Yeah. And I had a really good one when I was in Ireland.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, gyros are good.
I think my favorite in Nebraska is Feta's in Omaha. They do a really good job.
I have not had that one, but I would definitely try it. That's good.
Yeah. All right. What's your number? I've given you my number two. What's your number two?
And this is going to make me sound like a child, and that's okay. But I'd want a big bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese out of the box. Yum, yum. I try homemade mac and cheese. I've tried probably 15 times. Nothing beats Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's so good. And I know that if someone didn't grow up with it, they'd be like, oh, what is this? But it's just, I grew up with it, and, you know. I wouldn't go away from that.
Do you put any seasoning on it?
Nope, I never have. I'm not against it, but I just, it's good.
Makes sense. Now, mac and cheese, shells and cheese at all?
No, I don't like, no. I would do...
old school, powdery, but yeah. Mac and cheese.
Yeah. I recently found a slow cooker mac and cheese that is decent, but it's not, you know, that'd be for like a family get together for my kids, but if it's just for me, then I'm going to do the Kraft.
Nice. All right. Well, my number one is a hamburger from the Newman Grove City Cafe. We got this nice little cafe here in Newman Grove. They've got a great media presence online, and they do a great hamburger. So yeah, my number one would be a hamburger from the Newman Grove City Cafe.
Do you still have a number five left, or or something? Are you like,
I threw you off, didn't I?
I'm like, what?
Oh man, this is fun for me, man. This is fun for me. What's your number one? What's your number one?
Okay, well, I guess if you're gonna give a shout out to a local establishment, I'm gonna give one. Then I'll move on to my number one. The Round the Bend. Their fried chicken salad is...
No, you can't say fried... No. There's only one meal you can shout out from Around the Bend.
Well, okay, then I'll do this. A ribeye. And their whole thing is...
No.
No? Oh, no.
Yeah. They're known for one thing. That's what you got to pump.
the testicles?
They have an entire festival based on it.
Yes. And I'm friends with the owner. I do not... get the testicles. I've had them before, and they're like, okay. You know, and if people want to buy them while we're eating there and say, hey, do you want any? I'm like, sure. But no, I'm not going to pay for them. But my real number one, though, is a ribeye, and I want to cook it. So,
smart move.
So I think I've never had a steak at a restaurant better than what I can cook at home for. And most of the issue is I can do it for, like, you know, half the cost. So,
exactly.
Or,
there you go.
Yeah. So that's my number one.
Nice. My number four is simple scrambled eggs made by me, of course. I love eggs. Probably one of my favorite meals, just period. And I just want simple scrambled eggs, maybe a little salt and pepper, maybe a little hot sauce on it. Kind of see what I'm feeling at the moment. But yeah, my number four and final one for this countdown, scrambled eggs.
Like, I was like, was there number three? Did we do number three? I don't remember, but good.
My number three was the first one I did.
Okay. I thought you start. Okay. Whatever. Yeah.
I have an order. It's right in front of me because I put it together before the podcast. But I'm not going to run it down as I did it. You have to re-listen to the podcast to figure it out.
Well, speaking of hot sauce, because we talked about doing a top five before, I have bought four new different hot sauces last week. And so I
we're doing top five hot sauces next week then.
Okay. All right. My wife isn't really in the hot sauce thing. She liked it so much that she took it with us on our trip.
Aww.
Talked about that then, but
that's a lot.
Yes. I'm pulling her to the dark side, the hot sauce dark side.
Very nice. My wife still doesn't touch the stuff, so I got time. We're young. Nate, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think that's
another good one in the books.
Thank goodness for basketball. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, thank goodness for basketball. And yeah, listen to the rest of our podcast on the Coronation Radio Network. You got Five Heart Podcast to cover football. They got a good volleyball one this last week. I haven't listened to it yet, but we got a new volleyball writer on board, and I'm sure she's doing a good job.
Yeah, it seems like she knows her what articles she's talking
are
about.
Yeah, her articles are really good. I think her name's Beth.
Yes.
Her articles are really good, so I'm imagining that the podcast went well. And what's the name of John's?
The Post-Life Crisis.
Yes.
Which is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I've listened to the last couple. The journalism one's really good. I'm almost done with. And he interviewed a former Bucky's Fifth Quarter, Wisconsin blog on SB Nation, one of their writers, about just kind of Wisconsin fandom and stuff like that. And it was good. It was good. I recommend everybody listen to all of them. So, yeah.
The one he posted today was Faux Pelini. So, the fake Faux Pelini. Yeah, I'm sure that'd be – I have yet to listen to it, but I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, so listen to all of us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.